This thing here, you see this thing, it's an ice cream machine. This could make you so much money, more than your salary go miracle. Let's count this. Let's break down a little bit. So go spending salary, let's say you get about 800 rand or 400 rand a day according to your pay slip. And then now they're gonna deduct as well, and you're going in Monday to Friday. So when I be like, you've made about 6,000 or something like that in a week. But this business can give you that amount of money in 2 or 3 days. Do the math. So this person is selling big cup ice cream for 10 rand. And mind you now, if you're getting about 30 people, that's how much? 300, ne? If I'm making sense. That's close to 300 rand if I'm calculating right. And then, imagine on a weekend if you get about 60 people that weekend. That's how much. Understand? So you can make good money by just selling ice cream, kokasia, or go location, or but outside the mall. There's one guy who says he makes about 2,000, even 800 rand a day from just doing this. Actually, Facebook Marketplace. When you go to Facebook Marketplace, you're going to find this. Because a lot of you guys want to say, where can I get this? Where can I get this? But I always say, guys, I'm saying it again. Facebook Marketplace is where you can get these. Or you can go to an ice cream factory shop and whatnot. You're going to get this, but they're going to be quite expensive. But if you want to start a business, I would say, Thomas somewhere. You start with the Tez, or Thomas BMW. You need to start with something else. After salary, or Tez or City Golf, and then you see, okay, now you're learning how to drive, and then after that, you go to buy a bigger car. So what I'm getting at with this, guys, I should ice cream machine, guys. Kids, make money, guys. Make money. Even the slush pub. This person here on Facebook Marketplace posted also that they're selling a 3-barrel slush machine. I don't know how they work, but obviously 1, 2, 3, that means it's a 3-barrel, right? So meaning it's this and this and this. So when I was spanning, it's up to you. But what am I getting at with this? Guys, making money should not be a problem in 2023. You need to think out of the box. Right now, we want to sit by the desk, all in the name of I am employed. Organize spani, can I pay sleepy? That's nothing because of what takes you. What's work for you, get tired, and it's just pointless. With this one, you wake up by 9, 11, you prepare your stuff, and then you're good to go. Kisama. Summertime, people are going to go outside by the mall, go straight in community, they're going to make sure better. Baja, banyaka distance. It's very hot. Plus, if in places like Durban and whatnot, it's very hot. Even Kasi, guys, even Soweto, it's hot. Even Mamelodi, Atrishville, Otsanto, guys, Wairigis, guys, you guys just have. Guys, let me be honest with you. Chalete emostrating. Money is in the streets. Wabana. Hey, guys. Chalete emostrating. I know people who are making over 15 to 20,000 a month. In the streets, I ask them, they tell me, ah, bro, okay, actually, this guy gets money, he goes to the bank, what deposit, 19,000. Well, now, hey, I'm working at what insurance? Yeah, me, I'm employed. You're employed, but I wanna say, lo. We are employed, what driver, the same car you're working for, chele ta ting iwela da installment, 6,000 ya koloing, 3,000 ya petrolong, 4,000 ya renting, or 5,000, and then 3,000 ya go grocery. That's why you end up on a sale on month end. But then, more to trick the ice cream, more of a cacoliare, or ven, or whatever, or yana mole, waspana. When they make money, they buy another one, they have another branch. You grow. So this mindset, that miracle, doesn't work. I know a lot of people, but I'm talking about 40,000, but still, you are left with 3,000 a month. What are you going to do with 3,000 on all 35 years? What is 3,000? What is 3,000 or 6,000 a month? Because that's what you're going to be getting. Because nakikoloi and whatnot. Okay, now I'm drifting away, but I just want to enlighten you guys. Zaga. Chalete, I'm going to be honest with you. So get this. If I'm not chalete, you can rent this one out as well. This person, they rent these things out for a day. So maybe they could charge you about maybe 500 a day or something. I don't know. Wabo, maybe a slash pack, because they're renting out machine, jumping castle and whatnot for 2.5. It's a combo. But we're not going to rent out a weekend, pay weekend, like in a week. In a week, né? Yeah. Come weekend, out of spending, so you can just... In the morning, what's all it's here? You know a place, whatnot. You do whatever you gotta do, guys. You go home, yeah, I'm a 2,000, 1,000. It's something else than just you waiting for a pay slip. Well, understand that. That could also what fuel your business. That could also what give you money, or petrol money. So it's easy, it's possible, but it's not easy. Every business needs you to take care of it just like a baby. Make sure you get born, guys. The only motivation for you to start a business is the current situation. That's all I have to say. Situation now or situation akolena, it needs to motivate you for a blind or your job. The job is at risk. You understand? So, how na ila zaganyana 25,000 yana, guys? Invest in something. Invest in yana, and then put your younger brother there, or your friend, or your cousin, or a friend, or something, or someone you want to employ. Put them there. Then go do another location. Do another location. Imagine if you have five slash pop machines or ice cream machines. Ah, Joe, sharp. Oh, nanya kiselo. But it's a seasonal business. That's one thing that you gotta understand. It's a seasonal business, and yeah, then you need to make your money real quick and do what you gotta do. And that those who are owning these businesses or these machines and whatnot, if you have such a business, please motivate other people. Tell them what they need. Tell them how much you make. Tell them what are the pros and cons. Because I know a lot of you guys will be communicating on my comment sections. Tell them, no, me, I started this business when I make this amount of money. And if you wanna grow together, that's up to you guys. I'm not affiliated. But if you want to start a business, guys, you don't need more than 10,000 to start this business. I tell you that you don't need more 10,000. Guys, imagine 1,000 rand, that's another every Friday, or 4,000 in o'clock every Friday. You know, China, just by you having this, I know that it's a good business. I know there's money. You can make a lot of living. I know someone who says that they make about 15,000, 19,000. I don't know if I said this before, but they're selling chicken feet. And you see them go ranking, taxi ranking, you know, dust and whatnot. Ah, what's that? Go working Mercedes Benz, you know, those. My father was rich, so hey, my video is long. You know, they got those things. Was saver, was pana, bona. One understand, but also, hey, I would say much on the next video. But good luck, happy business, happy selling, and happy side hustles.